An Iranian court claims two acquitted Christians renounced their faith. Ministry growth is outpacing the staff in Ghana, and a youth ministry calls Christians to pray for students around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two Iranian church leaders recently acquitted of apostasy charges learned the release was based on false claims that they had denied their Christian faith in court. But both men say they openly professed their faith during the trial. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton thinks there's more to the story.
This case shows a situation where international pressure is being brought to bear, and it is making a difference. They did not want an international outcry. They did not want a black eye on their human rights record. And so I suspect that this judge was told, make this case go away. And he did.
Meanwhile, the parliament's discussing the death penalty for apostasy. Nettleton says that could be a direct response to effective ministry.
The church is growing at simply an amazing rate. That is a part of the reason the government is so nervous about the Christians. That is part of the reason they're striking back and changing laws. That also means more people potentially face persecution. More people need our prayers.
Next, four Christian relief workers were beaten and arrested in Orissa, India last Tuesday. The World Evangelical Alliance reports the four were riding motorbikes to work when a motorist ran into one of them, drawing a crowd of over 400 people. The crowd, which included several Hindu extremists, began to beat and threaten believers until police arrived and arrested the Christians under false conversion charges. Pray that these relief workers would be released unharmed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Although the practice of Trakosi slavery was outlawed in 1998, it's still being practiced today in some parts of Ghana. Every Child Ministries is partnering with national Ghanaian efforts to liberate these girls. ECM's Lorella Rouster says their work with these women is fast outpacing their staff.
One of the big jobs is not only liberating them, but after we liberate them, helping them to rebuild their lives. And so much is broken that that's really a big process. We are expressing an urgent need. We need two women or two couples to work alongside our Ghanaian national workers.
ECM needs a team ready to commit at least a couple of years to reach these women.
They would have the opportunity to share Christ with the women who have been freed as they go into their homes. They would help train and give experience to our national workers, to evangelize them and to disciple them.
Go to our website if you can help. Meanwhile, students are the focus of a worldwide movement of prayer today. It's the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students 48 Hours in One Day Prayer Effort. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is an EFES member. InterVarsity's Patricia Grauman.
Our friends around the world have calculated that from the time November 7 starts in one part of the world until it's completely over around the world is 48 hours of praying.
Brahman's asking believers to pray for Christian students to walk with Christ, but she's also asking people to pray for another group of students.
We encourage people to pray for the lives of seeking students on campus, that they would find Christian believers who could help them to come to know Jesus and know what it means to live a life of lordship in regard to Him.
With 500,000 EFES students in 150 countries, this could be huge. There's a link to the prayer effort at our website. And Korean taxi drivers are successfully reaching passengers through radio programs from Far East Broadcasting Company. The FEBC Missionary Taxi Club has been meeting for 25 years and is committed to playing FEBC broadcast night and day while driving. The group's president recently invited one passenger to his church after she commented on a song that spoke to her. Pray that this ministry would continue to be effective in South Korea. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.